Shapiro. I'm here with Steve and his son Zach. We're at CodeMass 2016 in Sandusky, Ohio. And today we're going to talk about, we're working on a Guinness World project. Can you tell us a little about that?
Sure. What we're going to try to do tonight is we're going to have 500 people from CodeMass come into the Zambezi room here. And we're going to try and have them play the one game of Pong, one single game of Pong. And try to set the world record. There actually is no world record for the largest number of people playing one game of Pong.
So already you win.
Already we win. But
so even if there's one person?
Not quite.
Okay.
The Guinness people like to have some scale to these types of things, so they said we have to do 250.
Okay.
So, but we've planned for 500. The way it's going to work is people are going to come in, they're going to be handed a laser pointer. We went to through one of the dollar stores, we bought a bunch of dollar laser pointers.
Okay.
And they're going to go into the room, and they're going to project their laser pointers up on the screen in a certain portion of the screen, and they're going to attempt to move the paddle on the Pong game by moving their laser pointers up and down.
Interesting,
so,
okay.
So the idea would be that if there's enough people on your team telling it to move up, the paddle's going to go up, go down.
So you could have 250 people against each other. Like 250, 250.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, awesome. So who developed this? Did you work on this?
We worked on this. It was our idea. We did all the programming. It's all in Microsoft.
Awesome. So what are you using?
We are using, for the Pong game, we actually downloaded an example from Microsoft site. It's a tutorial on how to do sprite-based gaming.
Awesome.
And so it's just a simple Pong game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're wrapping that in a C-sharp WinForms app.
Gotcha.
And then that's using the OpenCV library and the EMGU wrapper, .NET wrapper for it. So we have a simple webcam coming in. We'll continue to watch for red, big blobs of red,
mm-hmm.
and then tell it to do stuff.
Awesome. So that happens tonight at CodeMass?
Happens tonight. Yep.
So have you been advertising that all over?
We have been.
I did hear them announce it. So do you have people signed up, or how is that working?
We're looking for volunteers right now. So we need people just kind of help us run the event, and that's what we're focusing on now. At 7:30, we're just going to let everybody in. There could be, hopefully it's going to be 500.
Awesome. So how does it work with Guinness? Do they send someone to make sure that you did it, or how do you get documented?
That's kind of what the volunteers are for, is we need one person to kind of watch 50 people, and they just kind of make sure that they're still engaged in the game and they're actually playing and stuff like that.
Okay, so is there a certain amount of time that they have to play for, or is it just like one entire game?
One entire game, so 11 points.
Okay, awesome. And so you're also doing a talk tomorrow on OpenCV.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. So one of the things we're known for is building large-scale, fun games for the trick-or-treaters that come to our house. And we started off just doing a simple Frankenstein monster way back when. We've since moved into robotics and pneumatic actuators and all sorts of stuff. Well, one of the things we've gotten into is using computer vision. And one of the games we created a few years ago was one where you take $2 rubber balls and you throw them at zombies on the screen, and the camera can actually recognize which zombie you hit and to make the zombie go splat.
Okay.
So that's one of the games we're going to show off.
So the trick-or-treaters come and they throw a ball.
Exactly.
Awesome. Exactly. So that's a fun house.
That's fun, yeah. So and then we're also going to go behind the scenes on Laser Pong, the Guinness thing we're doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to show off the game we're working on this year, which is Rock, Paper, Scissor. We're going to have cameras that can actually recognize when people are doing Rock, Paper, Scissor and have some fun video going on the screen.
Awesome. So what programs are you using for OpenCV? Are you do you use any APIs? Like, I know Microsoft, we have Project Oxford. What kind of computer vision stuff are you doing?
I'm not familiar with that one. So, but as far as libraries we're using OpenCV, and then we're using the EMGU, which is a .NET, C-sharp wrapper.
Oh, awesome.
EMGU. And it works fantastic.
So did you start this as a father-son project, and now it became more, or how did this start? What was your interest?
As far as the Halloween stuff?
Yeah.
So, Zach, why don't you talk a bit about it?
We started, for a long time we didn't live in the suburbs, so when we moved to the subdivision, and we started getting trick-or-treaters, we kind of wanted to do something bigger. So in 2005, we started just putting out projects, and they slowly got bigger and bigger. And we started taking them and doing talks at CodeMass, and it's kind of turned into this.
Awesome. So what is your background in comp sci or with all this stuff?
I'm interested in it. I've just kind of learned by doing it.
Awesome. And what about you? What kind of background?
I've got a varied background in telecommunications, education, and in computer science. I am by day, I am a self-employed .NET programmer.
Gotcha.
Usually doing web-based applications with SQL Server and what have you. And that's all great work, but you know, it's a lot more fun to do fun stuff with, you know, the undead. And,
yeah, zombies, you know, are pretty big right now.
They're a lot of fun, right.
Awesome. So what's the biggest challenge that you've had, would you say? With OpenCV or?
With OpenCV? Anytime you're working with video, it can be challenging, you know. That library actually has been pretty easy to work with. That's a good question. I guess you kind of put me on the spot there. Probably the biggest thing is actually, here you go. This is a good thing. The problem that I found with a lot of the video stuff we work with is it's really dependent on the atmosphere. So a lot of the light that's coming in, and just, you know, what's going on. So we have to develop tools to try and help us kind of tune the system so that it'll work with the current light settings. So for that zombie game, it recognizes red and blue balls in space, in 3D space. But if there's a lot of light overhead, some of the, you know, the reds may not be picked up quite as well on the camera or what have you. So we have to work on quite a bit with that.
So you probably have to train it for like inside versus outside.
Right.
So if you're making, because you probably are developing inside, not
exactly.
Always just sitting on your porch, whatever. So then when you go outside, it's completely different light.
Exactly.
And does sound have any aspect in this, or have you added sound? Is that something you could do?
We don't do anything with sound as far as like an input. We do a lot with sound as far as part of the whole experience.
The game, yeah.
Definitely. So how do you use sound to attract the kids up to the game, and how do you kind of envelop them with sound, and, you know, as far as sound effects, we do a lot with soundtracks. So if we do a pirate theme, we have a lot of Pirates of Caribbean type of music going.
Awesome.
And we really try and concentrate on it being like a bit of an emotional experience, like when you go on a Disney ride. Where there's a build up, there's the conflict, and there's the, you know, the
resolution.
Right, exactly.
Awesome. So, what are you looking forward to in CodeMash? Like, have you been having fun? What kind of sessions have you been going to?
We went to one about like hacking things as a family. That was pretty cool. Did a talk earlier today. That went well. So stuff like that.
Oh, you did that talk? Or
yeah.
Oh, awesome. How'd that go?
Good.
What kind of things did you talk about?
Actually,
it was a different talk.
Oh, sorry.
Right,
okay.
Right. We went to that talk, which actually goes kind of getting some of the same background that we have with robotics and this hacking stuff together and that. And then we did a talk for KidsMash,
awesome.
Telling them how to just kind of get them thinking about designing games. You know, the whole emotional lift and all that stuff. And the kids were great. When you're great, they were tossing all these ideas out, and they were like, they actually started to brainstorm. And like one kid would say, you know, building on the one idea that you had, and you started talking about, I would do this and this. And it was very cool.
Yeah, that's the great thing with like collaboration is just, you never know what other people are thinking. So once you hear their idea, you're like, oh my gosh, now I know. And recently, one of my coworkers and I, we were teaching students in Harlem, and we were teaching them game design. We were teaching them like data science. And it's just so great to see, like, when that light clicks for them, and you see them like really want to do a game, and the things they come up with is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's great that they have something for KidsMash, because like these are the next developers and it's the next wave, and it's really awesome to see what they can come up with.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you sometimes say I'm gonna pose this problem to the kids, and I'm not quite sure they're up to it, but they always are. You know, they're smarter and.
They're much smarter than you think, and they're always listening.
Oh, yeah.
They always know what you're talking about, or like remember something you say.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you very much. This was great. I'm really excited to see the Guinness Book World Records broken tonight. I think we're going to do it.
I hope
There's plenty of people here, so I'm sure you can get enough people.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great.